Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Job 41, verses 19 through 22, the Bible says, "Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him." Job was a real man, a real person in the Bible. He was a very wealthy and influential man, and maybe the most influential of his day. He was the Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or Elon Musk of his day. He was not just a saved man, but he was a godly, wealthy Christian man. I am not saying that these others that I've listed are Christian, but he had that level of wealth. The devil personally wanted to take Job down. The devil asked God if he could try to take him down. God said he could, but that Job would not lose his Christian stand no matter what the devil threw at him. Satan goes to Job's place, and he goes to the ox farm, and he robs all of the oxen, and all but one of the workers are killed. He then goes to the sheep farm and burns it to the ground that same hour, and all of the sheep are killed, and all but one worker was burned to death. In the same hour, he goes to the camel farm and robs his camel farm, and all the workers are killed by the robbers but one. Job lost 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 1,000 oxen, and 500 donkeys, all in an hour. And all but three of his employees were killed. Then a tornado came and killed his 7 sons and 3 daughters in the house as they had dinner together. Can you imagine the devastation Job felt? But Job never lost his testimony. In Job 1:22 it says, "Job charged not God foolishly. He sinned not nor charged God foolishly." Satan goes back to God and says, "Look, give me one more chance. He proved himself, but let me take his health. Let me, yea, skin for skin, a man will give all that he hath for his own life." Boy, did we not see that during COVID. Satan goes back and gives boils to Job, and he has these sores all over him, and he's from head to toe, and he sits in a smoldering trash heap, takes an old piece of pottery and scrapes the boils, and the pus oozes, and he's trying to find some relief in the heat of the trash burning. He sits there in disgrace. Hey, here was the most wealthy, influential man sitting in the trash heap, scraping the pus out of his sores. His wife could handle no more. She becomes angry and probably a bit disloyal and calls him a fool and tells him just to curse God and die. But the Bible says that in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Think of the sorrow in Job's life. Not only has he lost 3 businesses, but he lost every one of his employees. He's lost the loyalty of his wife. He's lost his health. He's lost his children. He's hurting. You talk about sorrow. Job wasn't at the bottom of the bucket. He probably was under the bucket. My friend, joy is different than happiness. joy is not based on happenings or circumstances as happiness is. Was Job's happiness gone? Oh, yes, it was. The devil was robbing him of his happiness, but the devil could not take the joy of God away from Job. Every week of my life, I receive bad news as a pastor. I'm not talking about the public media. I'm talking about someone in my church or a friend from around the country or around the world. And people with needs call me. Most weeks of my life, I get word of death. But I'm not a depressed person. I live on top side of life. I don't always have good circumstances, but I believe I live a life of joy. And I want you to see a truth today that will just help you in a great way. God said in Job 41, verse 22, sorrow is turned into joy before him. Now, joy and peace are similar in their makeup. Peace is not the absence of opposition. Peace is a byproduct of opposition. And likewise, joy is not the absence of sorrow. Joy has to have sorrow in order to exist. It is a result of sorrow that joy comes about. Let me help you. Number one, sorrow is turned into joy. The Bible doesn't say that sorrow is exchanged for joy. Sorrow is the material from which joy is made. Sorrow is the main ingredient to joy, and there is no joy without sorrow. I want you to notice that it's not being delivered from sorrow that is joy. It is the actual sorrow that brings joy. Number two, God's recipe for joy is sorrow plus enduring. Sorrow plus enduring equals joy. Sorrow plus enduring plus deliverance equals happiness, not joy. When the enduring stops, joy stops. The enduring of sorrow is the joy. The joy is not saying, I made it. The joy is, I'm making it. If I stay in that sorrow and endure in that sorrow, then I have joy. Joy is saying, I'm taking it, not I took it. Joy says, I'm hanging in there, not I hung in there. You see, joy has to have opposition and sorrow. You cannot be cured, but you can endure. Cured equals happiness. Endurance equals joy. You must be endured to be joyful. Number three, your sorrow, your heartache, or your burden in you face, you can take it. One of my mottos in life has always been, I can outlast anybody. Say, how do you do that, preacher? Well, according to Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. You see, it is the Holy Spirit that produces joy in us. We cannot produce it, we can yield to it. It's like gas in a gas tank in a vehicle. You have to drive that vehicle and run that engine to use up that fuel, but you don't throw the vehicle away when it goes empty. You go refill it, and that's what the Holy Spirit's for. He is there to turn our sorrow into joy. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Let's have a great day. Let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.